Okay, here we go. Continuing on with our 10 short Haggadah insights. I learned Shabbat Sosa first Shalema, Brach Tzibur Fabas, Besoch Shacha Yisrael, Shal Gavriela, Ashani Eliza, Besoch Shacha Yisrael. This is part two. Part one we did already yesterday. Now we're going to do part two. Here we go. So we are up to Maisa Ber Elezer, Ber Yeshua, Ber Elezer, Ber Nazaria. All these Tanoim came to Rabbi Akiva, and they're up the entire night. Until their students came and told them, Rebbe Seinu Higiyas Man Krishma, Shal Shachris. The famous question everyone asks, and it's really what the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Yoyedish, Zuchus Yogin Aleinu deals with, and Rav Shor have a very, very beautiful idea. The Satmar Rebbe says, and he questions, these Tanaim, the great, great Tanaim, didn't know it was time for Krishma? What's going on here? The students knew, but the Rebbeim didn't know? So says the Satmar Rebbe first, the Satmar Rebbe says, no, for them, right, what is Krishma? Krishma is Kabbalah Olam Chushmaim. It's recognizing Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in your life. For them, there's no difference between day and night. They didn't know what was going on. They were such on a high level of talking about the story of Tzias Mitzvahim Sabram and Tzias Mitzrayim. They were involved in Krishma the entire night. And that's where Rav Shor says that very, very similar, right? The whole purpose of the Haggadah is to take the message and apply it back to one's life. These were Rabbanim. They were living Emunah the entire night. They were talking about the Mitzvah Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. They were in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbat Chushmaim the entire night. So therefore, they didn't know when it was the time for Krishma Shal Shachris because they were doing Krishma the entire night. So very beautiful idea from the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Shor really basically say, why didn't they know? Because they really involved Krishma the entire night by talking about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Second idea comes to us from Rav Aaron Lichtitzin Zatzar. Rav Aaron Lichtitzin says, we know we talk about the Keneged Arba Banim. We talk about the four sons. So he says, very, 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 very simple idea. He says, we know there's four sons, but there's one father. And he says a very important message in chinuch, and really maybe in teaching as well. Parents must know how to reach every one of their children. There's four different children, but one father. A father has to know what works for one child might not work for another, says Rav Aaron. At the end of the day, we have to know each one of our children to be able to know their strengths, to know their weaknesses, and be able to chanoch l'nar apidarko in the right way. I also saw Avort, this is not going to count for our 10, but maybe you could put this as 2b. Why does it say Echad Chacham, Ve'echad Tam, Echad Rasha, right? Echad, to show that each one of us have a Chacham, a Rasha, a Tam, a Shinu, a Show within us. That's why it says Echad after each one. I'm not sure who says that, but I have it down in my notes over here. The third idea comes to us from the Vilna Gaon. Also, I've heard it in the name of Shlomo Zalman as well. You know, the number four is very, very much connected to Pesach. We have four cups of wine, four Arba Kosos, Arba Banim, and then we have the Arba Koshios of the Manashtana, the Arba Lashonos of Geula. So the number four is very much connected. So what's going on with the number four? So says the Gra, and Rishon Mazaman says the same idea, because Gemara tells us in Brachos, and Daf Nun Dalad Amid Beis, there are four things that we say Hagoma for. A life-threatening illness, a person gets out of jail, person travels and getting out of the desert, right? Yordei Hayam, Mamidbar, Beis Hasurim, and Cholish Nisrapa. These four things. So all these four things, Dafka apply to Tzias Mitzrayim, right? At the end of the day, Yordei Hayam, we passed through Kriyas Yamsuf. In the Midbar, we left Egypt to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Yotim Beis Hasurim, Mitzrayim, we were in jail. Then Cholish Nisrapa, that all of us were. We were physically sick, spiritually sick for being there such a long time. So Dafka, why is there four things, four banim, four kosas, four kushas, four geulos? Because it really connects all back to the four things that we're saying Hagoma, that we're really talking about and thinking the Rabbono Shalom for the entire night of Pesach. Moving on to idea number four. Ideas 4 to 8 actually are going to deal with the four sons. So Rav Baruch HaMeshbish was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. So Rav Baruch HaMeshbish has a beautiful idea. He says, it says Chacham Mahu Omer, Rasha Mahu Omer, Tama Omer, Veshino Dilishal. So very interesting. He says Chacham Mahu Omer, Ma Rasha Mahu Omer. He says a very nice pshat. He says, you want to know who a Chacham is? You want to know who a Rasha is? See what they're talking about. Chacham Mahu Omer. What's he talking about? Is he talking about the right things? Is he talking the right way? Then you'll know he's a Chacham. Rasha Mahu Omer. What's he talking about? A person is defined, says Rabbi Baruch HaMeshbish, you're defined on what you're talking about. I think this goes very well with the vort that they say from the Shiva of Yitzhak Hunter Zatzal. Rav Hunter used to say on the pasuk homiletically, the pasuk says ish lefi mahalal. A person is according to his praise. But it says Rav Hunter very, very beautifully. He says ish lefi mahalal means a person is praised. A person is defined lefi mahalal. according to what he praises. Meaning you can define, you can really understand someone's values and understand someone's what they value, what they think is special, and what the things that they talk about, the things that they praise, the things that they think are special. So at the end of the day, Chachamahu Omer, Rasha Mahu Omer, says Rav Baruch HaMezhvish, you could tell a Chacham by Mahu Omer. And a Rasha, you can see by Mahu Omer. Tom, you can see Mahu Omer. But it doesn't say that Vashenu De Elishob, because he's not able to speak. But it says Rav Baruch HaMezhvish, at the end of the day, you could tell a person who they are by what they talk about and how they're talking. Moving on to the fifth idea. The fifth idea is a word from the Chiddush Sharim, the first Ger Rebbe. Right, so the Chacham asked the question, what are these things that they gave you? And the answer we give back to the Chacham is, you should tell him, teach him Hilchos Pesach, ein maftirun achar Pesach afikomen. You're not allowed to eat after the Karmen Pesach, after the afikomen. You're not allowed to eat. You have to, it has to stay in your mouth. So the Chiddush Sharim wants to explain, how is this a good answer? How is this answer about afikomen? How does that answer his question of Maha Eidos HaChukim? How is that an answer? So he says a beautiful idea. He says, what's the reason why you can't have any taste after the afikomen? Because you want to have the carbon pesach. You want to have the carbon pesach have a residue. It should have an imprint. It should stay on your lips. So too, when a person answers their son in this way, he says that the answer might not answer the question. But it's not about the question, it's about the answer. The same way that we're trying to tell the Chacham, keep your thirst going, keep your hunger going. This answer is telling the Chacham, basically, Chacham, you're doing a great job, keep it up. You know what to do? Make sure that the Karan Pesach, make sure the Torah doesn't leave your lips. Just like you're not allowed to eat after the Karan Pesach, after the eat after the Komen, it's in your mouth. Make sure you continue going, still stay hungry, stay thirsty, stay into things. A beautiful idea from the Chiddush Harim. Moving on to idea number six. Idea number six comes to us from Rav Moshe of Korbin. A lot of the ideas I actually took, I just make sure to quote, the Yenish Shel Torah, beautiful Agadah Sefer brought from Rav Binyamin Adler. Beautiful, beautiful Agadah. So the sixth idea comes from Rav Moshe of Korbin. So She'eni Odei Lishol Apasachlo. So he says that She'eni Odei Lishol is actually a tefillah. She'eni Odei Yishol, when a person comes to that place where they're not able to ask, their heart is closed, and they're not able to, they're so lost and they're so confused. At Pesachlo, we daven to Hashem. We say, "Ribono Shalom, Pesach Atolos Libo." We say, "Hashem, at Pesachlo, help me open my heart, help me open my mouth, help me open my lips." As the Kutzer says, right? We say in Shema every day. We say that the word should be Alav Avecha, upon our heart. It shouldn't say in your heart. No. Says the Kutzer, there's sometimes in our lives where our heart's stone cold. We ask Hashem that it should be on our heart, so then it could sleep in at the right time. She'ena L'Adei Shol means, Rabbanu Shem, there are times we're not able to daven. We ask Hashem, Ad Pesach, help us open our hearts, open our minds to be able to daven. And that actually connects very much to an idea that I heard once from the Sanz Rebbe. The Pasuk says in V'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi leimor, that Moshe said, daven to Hashem, that I should at that time saying. It says the Divrei Chaim, no. V'aschanan al Hashem, I daven to Hashem, that be'isahi leimor, that I should be zoche to be able to daven, that I should be able to be able to talk. That's really what Hashem's Vasai Tiftach is all about. We daven Shemon Esri, right before Shemon Esri, we say, Hashem, open my lips, and then you daven. Because at the end of the day, this is the whole Gemara and Brachas. We daven to Hashem, that we should be zochet to daven. And this is the whole idea of Shehenel Yudelishol. A person comes, is not able to open their hearts or open their soul. Apsachla, we ask, it's more of a tefillah, we ask Hashem to be able to open up our hearts. Moving on to idea number seven. The end of the summit saying with the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. So he says a beautiful idea. He says that sometimes, what does it mean with She'ena Yodea Lishol? A person has to realize that there's She'ena Yodea. A person has to realize that we don't know, we don't understand. And once a person has this anivus, humility, She'ena Yodea, at Pesachlo. What does at mean? Al is Aleph Tuf. Then all the Sha'arim, all the Torah from Aleph to Tuf, you'll be able to, everything will be opened up for you. When you realize you're She'ena Yodea, that you know that you don't know, and you're humble, you're banivus, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo opens up the entire Torah for you. Says the Sanz Rebbe, that's a beautiful avort. And that's actually a avort that I heard from Rav Tzadik once. We say in a L'chaim Netzor, V'nafshi ka'arvel kol tiyah, my soul should be like dust, and then Pesach li b'sar secha. And then we ask Hashem to open up our hearts. Because at the end of the day, first we need to have this level of anava. Right? As Gemara says in Tainis, I believe in Adav Zayin, that the Torah goes to a low place. A person has to make themselves a clear receptacle, a receptacle of anivas, and then the Torah can be able to come. V'nafshi ka'arvel kol tiyah, and then pesach libi b'sor sechel. So that's what he says, is the she'eni odeya. Once you realize that you're she'eni odeya, then pesach lo, then the Aleph Tuf will be able to be open up for you in the Torah. All the gates of Torah will be able to open up to you. Finally, the eighth idea, closing up the ideas with the four sons. This idea comes to us from the Adnei Nezer. Adnei Nezer was the first Zechut Sheva Rebbe. He was the father of the Shem Yishmuel, the son-in-law of the Kotzker Rebbe, Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. So in the answer back that we say to the Shein Yodei Lishol, it says, V'garat al-Levincha. V'garat al-Levincha. Right, you should tell your son. Very interesting that the whole Lashon of the Haggadah comes from the Lashon of V'garat. It's really the whole Lashon of Haggadah comes from the Shein Yodei Lishol. That's not the word we're going to say tonight. The word we're going to say tonight, in Adnei Nezer says, Lahagid. It doesn't only mean to tell. It says lahagid also means to show, laharos. And he says that the targum says on the word vihigadata, it's v'tachui, which means laharos means to show. He says, what does it mean vihigadata levincha on the night of the Seder night? A person has to show his son what emuna is. He has to show his son how his emuna in his life throughout in 2018. With the same passion and energy, right? Kids pick up, especially kids. Kids are very, very receptive and to see if their parents are just trying to say a nice vort, or if they live the vort, or if they're trying to just get through to get to Shulchan Aruch. Kids are very receptive to be able to see it. Am my parents just saying a pure vort, or do they live the vort? Says the Avnei Nezer, V'garat Levincha means you have to show your son, with the way you say the Haggadah over, with the same excitement and energy that a person has for everything. Like I once heard, I'm not sure if the story is true, but one of my rabbeim, he was at a Super Bowl party, one of the giant Super Bowls, and what happened was that it was a big play in the game, and the Rebbe took the remote and turned off the TV right in the middle of the play. And he said to the Baal Batim there, he said, the same way that you're excited for this, you should be excited for Torah, excited for Tefillah. But at the end of the day, when we have the Seder, we have to show our children how excited we are for Torah, for mitzvahs, and for the emunah and the passion of the whole Sipur Yisrael Yisrael. Finally, the last two words are going to be talking all about the inyan of Sipur Yisrael Yisrael and matzah. The ninth idea comes to us from Yeshua of Belz. Yeshua of Belz says, the Pasuk tells us in Shmos Perek Yod Pasuk Beis, we quoted this Pasuk yesterday, L'man t'saper pa'azeh bincha ben mincha. You tell the ears of your son and your grandsons, and then they will know that I am God. I am Hashem. So he says, "Ma'o vidatem v'lo v'yedu." It should really say in the pasuk, "Yedu." What's vidatem? So he says an amazing thing. He says that if you go into the Seder, not just worried about yourself, you're worried about making a full impression on your children. You're not just worried about yourself throughout the whole year, but you're really always trying to make the true impression on your children. Then the Chodesh Baruch Hu says, "Ah." Then Shetedu Ba'atzvichab Davar Zeb Kinei Hashem. Hashem says, you care about others? Vidatem. It's not V'yedu, then they're going to know. It's Vidatem, it's causative. You're going to cause them. But Hashem, our children have to see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you're actually doing it for yourself or you're actually doing it for them. If you're doing it to infuse Kedusha and Emunah within them, then it's going to be causative. Then it's Vidatem, says the Belzer Rebbe, and that's not love V'yedu. That's what they're going to know on themselves. No, Vidatem means, if you're doing it for the right reasons, then Vidatem, they're going to know. If you're doing it with a real Emunah, with real Bitachon, then you're doing it in a real way, then it's going to have the imprint. And finally, tenth and final idea, an idea from the Vilna Gaon on matzah. I know it doesn't really connect very much with where we're holding right here in the Haggadah, but you can always talk about matzah really wherever you are in the Haggadah. So Perek Yugimah, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says you should eat matzahs, and the next Pasuk you should have matzahs and make sure not to have chametz. But if you look at Perek Yugimah, Pasuk Vav, matzos is spelled Mem Tzadi Tov, and Pasuk Zayin, it's spelled Mem Tzadi Vav Tov. So ask the Vilna Gaon, ask the Gra, why is it spelled different? So he says an amazing idea. He says that the first, in Pasuk Vav, it's talking about your own matzah. But Pasuk Zayin, it's matzos yeyecha. You have to make sure that others have matzah. You have to make sure it's plural. It's plural. At the end of the day, you have to make sure matzos for yourself. Very good. But that's chaser vav. Very good. You know what the ikar is? It's matzos. Make sure that other matzos. Need to make sure that other people have what to eat. Have their moschitim. They have their matzah for the yontif, the kedusha of Pesach. So just the Elisha's idea, these 10 ideas, really it was really 12 or 13, but we really categorize it under 10. We started off with the Sam Rebbe Rav Shor Dafka. How did these Tanaim not know that it was time for Daven Kriya Shema? Because the entire night there was a Kriya Shema for them. They didn't realize the difference between night and day. Taminim on a lower level. At the end of the day, they were living the Emunah throughout the night. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, there's four sons, but there's one father. A father has to know, a teacher has to know how to connect to each one of them. And then we said, Echa Chacham, Echa Rasha, Echa Tam. Why say Echa after each one? Because each one of us have this type of son within us. as I think they said from the Lubavitch Rebbe, there's also a fifth son that doesn't even come to the Seder. The Vilna Gaon explains why Dafka the number four. It says it goes according to the Gemara and Brachos, the four people who have to bench Gomorrah, right? The Yordei Hayam, the Mamidbar, Yotzev Yisasurim, the Kol Nishan Sfarabik. Each four of those things happened when we left Egypt. So that's how Dafka, why there's four cups and four questions on the Manishtana, four Gutful Lashonis, four Banim. The fourth idea is Rabbi Chamechus, Chacham Ahu Omer, Rasha Mahu Omer. You could tell a person what they talk about. Chacham Ahu Omer, look at what the Chacham talks about, how he talks. And Rather, Rav Hunter says, Ish Lefi Mahalalo, a person is judged, he's praised according to what he praises. The fifth idea, the Chadush Sharim, the Chacham, how is that an answer that he talks about the Afikomen when he asks about the Edim, the Chukim? No, you're telling him to stay thirsty, just like you're telling him that his passion is going great, and we have to make sure that the Karim Pesach stays on his lips. So too, that's what we're telling him. We're telling him, keep the passion going, keep the Afikomen on your lips. The sixth idea, the Moshe Korbin, Mashani Yodel Ishol, person, sometimes it's so they're up to a wall, and we tell her Shaino Deleshah we're not able to daven. We say Ah Pesach, we daven to Hashem, we should be zochet to daven. That's the word for the sounds Rebbe Vaschana La Hashem. I daven to Hashem, but Esahi Lemor. That at the time I should be zochet to daven. The Divrei Chaim, that was Divrei Chaim Vaschana. Now the seventh idea of the Divrei Chaim says that a person has to know Yodeya She'eni Yodeya. You have to know that you don't know, and then Ah Pesach Lo. You have the level of Anivas. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to open up the gates of Torah Aleph, the tough for you. That's the word from Nashi Karv Lekol Tiyav Sach Bibesor Zech. A person should we ask Hashem to make our soul like dust. And you open up the heart to Torah. The Avdin Ezer, the eighth idea is Vigadat Vincha to Vigadat is the lashon of the Tachu. You have to show your son, you have to show up the passion, the energy the entire night, the entire year, really. Because children see if we're just talking the talk or we're not walking the walk. You have to make sure we do it with the same passion, same energy. The ninth idea of Sipur is the Sar Mishul Bell says, what is it? Vidatim, it said Viyedu. Vidatim means that if you're doing it in the right way, then Vidatim, then it's causative. You're going to cause your children to have the Munu Bitachon that they need to have from the Seder. And really, anything in Chinuch. And finally, the tenth idea of the Gra, why it said matzos first was out of and then with above. Matzos was referring to your own personal chiv, and matzos is your plural chiv to make sure that others have matzos as well. To live with this emuna, to be able to live with these measures of Chinuch, live with these measures of akaras tov, of make sure to praise the right things, to make sure to stay hungry, down into their bonus shalom, to have the anivas. Bez Hashem, to show our sons, to show our children, our families, with the same passion and energy, then it'll be causative. Make sure to care for everyone's needs to come this Pesach, Tavshin Ayin Ches, Yashkar.